7:26 is the time, and we're going to head to Kuwait right now, and I want to thank Captain Rob Burnham, New Hampshire Army National Guard, and Major Heilshorn for helping set up this interview this morning with Sergeant David LeClaire, the property book NCOIC for Base Support Battalion North in Kuwait. Morning, Sergeant.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, man. Glad to have you here.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you back in New Hampshire for, well, a couple minutes anyway.
It feels good.
Where in New Hampshire do you live, Sergeant?
I live in Ware, New Hampshire.
All right. So for all the folks in Ware that know Sergeant LeClaire, turn up your radios. What does the property book NCOIC do?
Basically, I manage all of the property that's in my helm of duties. Basically, all the equipment that my unit uses and then is done using, I manage all of that stuff.
So you oversee what, four camps?
Yes, our camp does. Our equipment that I manage is just on my camp. But my group does manage the northern four camps of Kuwait.
Wow. That's a pretty heady responsibility.
Yep. The guys here, they really enjoy it, and it allows us to be able to get out and, kind of view how everything works in the northern section of Kuwait anyway.
Now, you've probably seen the movies where there's always a sergeant that will sign out some property, and he wants to make sure that when the mission is accomplished, that property comes back and you got to account for it. You don't really do that,
absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely. I live that every day. That's me. I'm that guy.
You are that guy. All right. I thought it was just a creation of Hollywood.
No. The Army decided that they want to keep track of the stuff that they handed out, so then here I am.
You're not sitting there counting 50 cal individual rounds, are you?
Somebody does at some point. I'm not doing that right now, though.
Wow. So you do all the paperwork and all the research and all that stuff, huh?
For that stuff specifically, yes.
Wow. What is your basic, your MOS? I mean, it can't be paperwork.
No, there is those MOSs. But mine is, it's called 92 Yankee, and basically it's supply and logistics field is what it is. So it's a small part of the big overall Army process. That takes place.
So you are the guy I don't want to mess with if I'm at one of those four bases.
Well, I don't take it personally, but some people lose stuff, they do have to come see me, or the other part of that is when we get new stuff, I get to give it out to the guys, which is a pretty good feeling.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of cool. Now, first deployment or second deployment?
This is my second deployment. I was here in Kuwait for 2003 to 2004, so I spent a year here, and so it's been about 8 years since I was here the last time.
Just static, we're going to go to a phone call. Have you seen anybody that you saw on the first deployment that are still there?
No. Okay. Oddly enough, I've heard that question many times. I haven't seen anybody specifically that I deployed with the first time or anybody that worked here, so I have not.
Okay. Kenny?
Yes, we have someone on the line that would like very much to speak with the sergeant.
Okay.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Amy. Dave's wife. Hi.
Hello.
Amy. Hello. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Boys are all excited listening to you on the radio.
Are they? Yes, I have three boys.
Pecker's got his face right up to the speaker just to listen and Hunter.
Well, I'm glad that you got to get on and hear it.
Yes, we're just getting ready for school, and Carter hears you.
Carter's the baby. He's a year, almost a year old.
Oh, wow.
And then Tucker's four, and our oldest Hunter is eight. So
They are enjoying it. Don't hear a peep out of them.
Hi, that must be a switch.
Yes, exactly.
See what happens? Oh, you're in trouble now. Daddy's here.
I can't hear anything.
Speakers.
That'll work for a minute. That's it.
That's funny.
Well, all right. We are going to finish getting ready, I guess, so we can head out and get them off to school.
You got all your Christmas shopping done, Amy?
I did get some Christmas shopping done. Actually, I'm almost done. I just have a few more things to pick up, and we will be ready to go. So that's nice.
That is good. Yeah. Well, hey, I know a guy that when he comes home, he can coordinate all your Christmas shopping for you.
Oh, yes, me too. Can't wait for that.
I bet you'd be a sergeant. I bet you'd make a good Christmas shopping coordinator.
Yeah, I try. I usually mess things up, as she can attest. But
only sometimes.
I try to help as much as I can.
Well, you're a guy. Of course, you're gonna mess things up. We always do.
Exactly.
See?
We know that ahead of time.
The cause, sir.
Well, Amy, I hope that you and Tucker and Hunter and
Carter.
Have a great Christmas, and I'm sorry that David's not there with you.
Well, thank you very much.
But we're glad that you and the boys get to hear him for a couple minutes, and we do appreciate everything that your husband's doing as part of his deployment. We're very proud of him.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Have a great Christmas, Amy.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, you must be able to talk to through Skype and through phone calls. You must be able to stay in touch at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been very fortunate to be able to talk back and forth. My first deployment, you know, you could wait hours to be able to talk on the phone, and literally, and the phone calls themselves weren't that great. It was distant. There was a lot of hesitation. But they've done a very good job improving communication back and forth to families, which is very important on both ends.
Well, it's funny, Ken and I were talking when you called to check the line. We were remarking on the fact that there sometimes we get delay between what I say and what you say. There is hardly any delay at all on this call.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I've experienced that a few times here, but not that much. You know, like I said, the first time it was real bad. Calls would just drop, but now. It's amazing what they've done to improve everything for us here and for our families back home.
So what's Christmas like at a base in northern Kuwait?
Well, I mean, people do make strides to decorate and kind of grab the Christmas essence, but it is kind of hard because the same, you know, the days pretty much run into each other, but it's not as big a deal, but here as far as, you know, the presents and stuff, but overall, you know, which is another milestone for us that we're looking forward to. We got the new year coming around the corner, and for a lot of people, I know that'll be very helpful and a relief to them to look forward to coming back that same year.
Well, sometime in 2011, you'll be heading back home.
Yes, that's the plan.
Now, did I understand from somebody? I know that there was an article that it was an interview that you had done, and you were taking college courses.
I was able to, I waited till, the work schedule kind of laid out in front of me, and I'm going to attempt to take some college courses while I'm here, you know, depending on how much time I have with work. So I know it's something that a lot of people try to do while they're here and take advantage of the time. And basically what it does is it just takes up the free space in between work and then work. So you throw sleeping in there and maybe some gym time, and it keeps your mind focused on something else for being apart from your family.
What are we talking, online courses or like University of Kuwait?
Talking online courses.
Oh, okay.
Schools are in the state. There's a lot of schools that are very helpful and military-friendly, they call it, basically, in assisting us in receiving an education. You know, they know that we move around a lot and deploy, so they've been able to assist us that way.
What are you trying to get a degree in?
I'm shooting for environmental management is what I'm striving to achieve.
What does that do?
Well, in a couple years, I might be able to tell you exactly, but right now, I'm hoping just to get an overlay of basically how, you know, businesses work with the environment and we as people use the resources and basically we live here and what we do to make it better or ruin it, I guess, so.
Yeah, on one hand, we're consumers, and on the other hand, I guess we're a resource.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically that relationship is what I'm looking for.
Captain Burnham told me that you had some history books there, and I'm a big history nut. I was wondering what you had for history books.
Oh, well, right now I'm pushing through the Battle Cry of Freedom on the Civil War.
Yep.
I just finished a book on John Adams, and then I read Gods and Generals, and that's what turned the Battle Cry for Freedom book on. But then my parents had sent me, or I had received previously, some two books out of a three-part series for World War II.
Ooh.
So I just finished a Patton book recently as well. So just basically anything American history and from the Revolutionary time and on.
The Adams book, is that the McCullough book?
That is, yeah, absolutely.
What a great read. I have that book, and I also have Gods and Generals. Wonderful, wonderful reads.
Absolutely. Yeah, very, very good. And very, it seemed to be somebody in history that this overlooked, but us being from New England, you know, it held something very high for us.
Oh, no, absolutely. It is our pleasure to be speaking this morning with Sergeant David LeClaire, the property book NCOIC for Base Support Battalion North, overseeing operations for, well, four major camps in northern Kuwait. We wish you were home, but, obviously, Amy and the kids got to say hey, and There are people running around like maniacs right now trying to do their Christmas shopping, and hopefully hearing you put some things in perspective so they get a chance to say, wow, it's not just about, you know, buying a Christmas present. There is a bigger picture here, and hopefully you're bringing that picture into focus.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Well, we do too. What time is it over there? 8 hours?
Yeah, it's nearly 20 of 4.
Oh, okay.
P.M.
Was it hard for you to say that? Did you have to think as opposed to saying 1600?
Yes and no. I mean, what I have is on my watch. I have the Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
I also have my own time, so I know what time it is for my wife, and then also what time it is here.
I didn't know if it was hard for you to go, wait a minute, no, it's not 1540. It's
right. Yeah, no, that part can be kind of tongue twisting as well.
Now, all of the guys from the 197th Fires Brigade from New Hampshire, are you all at this base, or are you spread out all over the bases?
No, not everybody from the brigade is from New Hampshire, but there's pieces of New Hampshire throughout Kuwait. So we also have Michigan, Rhode Island, and West Virginia are with us as well to make up the brigade. And there's some people from Mass as well.
All right. Well, so you get to talk a little New England.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. We see there's one unit up near myself that's an aviation unit, and they're from New England. So they have a big Red Sox tie, which I'm a big Red Sox fan. So it's pretty neat to see their Red Sox T-shirts or a hat or something, and you know, and just in passing, make mention of it.
Do you get to watch any of the games? Because I know when I see some of the football games, they say, and this is going out on the Armed Forces Network.
Yep, absolutely. They some games they'll rebroadcast them. Obviously, that's a time difference. Not, you know, some of the games they do show live, and then they'll rebroadcast some of them. You know, I can't speak of baseball yet, but they do have. We've seen NBA games and NFL games and college football games as they were going on.
Oh. Well, and you'll probably be there for opening of the Red Sox.
Yes, yeah, it's looking that way. I'm pretty excited for that to see the new lineup.
Well, there you go. What else do you miss in addition to the Red Sox?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, my family and children, but. You know, I guess that's a big thing for our family is baseball and the Red Sox. My wife is from Florida, and she's from Tampa area, actually. So with the recent Rays, I don't know how to put it, but they've gotten a lot better. So it's been a battle back and forth between my in-laws from down south and up here. but I'd say right now, I mean, overall, I just love the wintertime. And I do love the snow and all that stuff. And the Christmas season's always been big. With my family, so I know the wife and kids, kind of missing out on that, obviously. But that's what I guess I'm missing right now in specific.
Well, David, here you go. This in from WMUR. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered snow showers. Light coating to an inch, 34 to 36. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, breezy, more scattered snow showers. Lows in the mid 20s. Tomorrow, more the same. Cloudy, breezy, snow showers, an additional small accumulation possible, highs 34 to 36.
Absolutely. That's it right there. That's exactly what I meant. Believe it or not.
I don't think there's much of that in your forecast there.
No, we've had some precipitation, very light rain, but it's 82 and sunny today, and that's pretty much the extended forecast.
Well, we're going to have to ring off. 7:41 is the time. Too bad. I'm enjoying the heck out of this. Sergeant David LeClaire from Ware with the 197th Fires Brigade, New Hampshire National Guard, stationed in Kuwait. And Friday morning, we're going to have a chance to chat with more members of the 197th on Christmas Eve as we chat and get a chance to bring some more of you folks home over the radio. And we do appreciate it. We're proud of you. And just be safe and come on home, because Amy and Tucker and Hunter and Carter and everybody wants to see you.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I surely appreciate it. And you have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Sergeant. Thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Take care, David.
7:42, Sergeant David LeClaire. Well, cool. The kids got to hear Dad.
So very good.
That was kind of neat.
Worked out well.
Yep. Could hear one of them in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of them
was.
Now, see, they've got Tucker and Hunter and Carter, and if I bring my dog Gunner,
yeah,
that would be, you know, we just, you know, we could have Gunner hang around. Oh, the kids would love Gunner.
Yeah.
Gunner, the wannabe wonder dog.
Who wouldn't?
Well, that's it. Okay.